I'm going to try to finish this up tonight, and I hope to be able to tie it together. And we'll, of course, it overlaps a whole lot, but it's all the Word of God. I pray that God seal it to our hearts, and God's call, whatever call that is on your life, I know He's calling everybody to salvation, because He said it wasn't His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God takes His word, speaks to hearts, and we know that, and he cares. We've been reading this. I want to read it one more time in this series. Let's stand, please, for Genesis 3, verse number 6. And when the woman, this is talking about Eve, when the devil came to her, and Satan was tempting her. When the woman saw the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. I pause there to say this, and I've said it over and over in this series. They tried to take care of their own sin problem. A lot of people today is trying to take care of their own sin problem, and it just cannot be done. And when they heard the voice in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege we have to be in the house of God tonight. And thank you, Lord, for all who have come this way. I pray you bless them. Then, Father, I know some's come tonight that not well. Some's come tonight that they have situations in their families and sickness and things that they're concerned about, but yet they found their way to the house of God. I'm glad. God, you bless them, help them. And I pray for those who came tonight and they were realizing something wrong in their life and they need help. I pray the Holy Spirit make it real. And Father, those that know not Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that you speak to their heart, deal with their lives, and we'll give you all the glory. Now, Father, as we are here to preach tonight, I pray for that divine touch of God. Lord, illuminate our minds, loose our tongue, help us, God, to be able to think and able to bring forth the Word of God as you'd have it to do so. Then maybe somebody tonight you're calling to repentance. I pray tonight be the night they get saved and born in the family of God. We'll give you the praise and the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. There's an old song we used to sing a lot, "Why Not Tonight?" Oh, why not tonight? And I'd ask you that question, why not tonight? Amen. To get saved, be a good night to do so. We're talking about the call of man and God and different calls that are found in the Scripture. And as I said, I'll try to tie it together here in a few minutes. And we'll take a few minutes, a couple other things I wanted to say that overlap somewhat, but I pray here to get the thought across. Tonight, as we think about this, think about the call, the sovereign call, God, sovereign God, called unto Adam, "Where art thou?" He's still asking people today, "Where are you?" And not, we know you're in the house of God. We know you're physically where you are, but you're somewhere spiritually. You're either saved or unsaved. Either on your way to heaven or you're not on your way to heaven. You're either right with God or you're not right with God. You're either putting God first in your life or you're not putting God first in your life. You're either letting God help you or you're not letting God help you. You're either trusting Him fully or you're not trusting Him fully. So it's one way or the other. And we tonight need to be answer the call of God on that. Then we talked about the fact of the call of sin or Satan. As he called to her, "Here's a tree, the fruit thereof will make you wise, like unto God." Now, the devil was tempting Eve, and the sin and go against God has said not to eat of that tree. And like I said, when I first started this message, I'm not going to debate on what that tree was. It's immaterial for the truth of God's word that says that he said not to eat thereof. Doesn't make any difference what it was. He just said not to do it. And they did it. They sinned willfully against God. Now, Eve was deceived. She actually was deceived into this. But Adam, he was very well aware of what he was doing. But he loved his wife. And so he condescended. She couldn't come up to where he was. He had to go down where she was. And that's a good picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. We couldn't get to him, but he came to us. And I thank God and praise God for that truth and that reality. Then we talked about the call of the Spirit. And the Spirit of God does call and speak to hearts, brings conviction, draws people to Jesus, they might be saved. Then we talked about the Savior this morning and tried to share with you how he said, come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden. He makes the call to come, to repent, to believe. And it's his call. And then he calls us that are saved, that we be fishers of men. And he calls us for that. But now tonight, I want to talk about the call of the sinner and what kind of a call he makes. I'm glad the sinner can make a call tonight. You ever try to call an insurance company or somebody and they'll say, push this button, push that button. I get so confused with the buttons. By the time I figure out which button I'm supposed to push, they don't tell me push nothing. And then finally, I usually try to hit zero and get somebody. If they don't get me anybody, I'll try it again. But I'm glad, thank God, when I call up heaven, it's not that way. Don't have to push any button. Don't have to say, well, I got to wait for somebody else to get through so you can get on and talk to Jesus. I'm glad he's on the line all the time, the song says. Praise God. I hope you're with me on that. But the sinner can call to God. He wants you to call on him. And Romans chapter 9, verse chapter 10, verse number 9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Hallelujah. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. I'm glad he just said call. He didn't say wait a certain time of day or a certain place. He said just call and call unto him. He said he'd answer and he'd save. I'm glad God saves those that call on him for salvation. The sinner can make a call and God hears him. You remember that publican in Luke 18? Went up to the house of God to time of prayer and the Pharisee went up. Pharisee stood over there and he's telling, I don't believe he's talking to God at all, but he's trying to tell God and everybody around him how good he was, what all he did and how he tithed, how he did this, how he did that. And that poor old publican standing over there, he just smote his breast and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. God said he went down to his house justified rather than the other. I say, call unto the Lord. Tonight you're here unsaved. You say, preacher, what must I do to be saved? Call unto the Lord. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. You can trust Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. I'm glad, praise God. It's simple yet profound in salvation. It's a reality of being born in the family of God, made a new creature in Christ Jesus. He changes our lives. Does a work that we cannot explain, don't know how to explain it. Just know that it happens on the inside. And if there wasn't something happened to you on the inside, you didn't get the goods. I'm glad if you really called on God and believed him, made a step of faith, then they something happened on the inside of you that made you a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm glad tonight to be a new creature in him and a child of the living God. I was in the family of the devil, but now I'm in the family of God. That's a great change, isn't it? I was on my way to hell, now I'm on my way to heaven. That's a great change. I wasn't looking for life, trying to find life, what it's about, but life found me, now I'm alive forevermore. Amen. That's a change made in me, and I'm glad for the change. So call unto the Lord, and you shall be saved. I can't get over that song they sung this morning. It's worth it all. One more sinner walk down the aisle. One more come to Jesus. I'd love to see somebody walk down the aisle and come to Jesus. We're not seeing what we used to see. And I'm not trying to live in yesteryear. I'm not trying to be disheartened or trying to bring anybody down. But we're not seeing what we used to see in our churches. Used to go to church and it wasn't anything unusual to see somebody walk down the aisle and get saved. Wasn't anything unusual to see people get happy in the Lord and trust God and have a good time in the Lord. Wasn't anything unusual about people falling on the altar and praying, talking to God. I say to you, we need to understand that we can still have that. We can still have that. I'm glad. Whatever that is, we can still have it. Amen. And that we're looking for, and God's able to do that again in our lives. Now, we get somebody saved once in a while. Somebody gets born in the family of God once in a while. And I've got some folk I need to baptize. By the way, you folks waiting on baptism, if you come to me after service and speak to me, I appreciate it. Anybody interested in joining the church, I appreciate if you come and speak to me after church. And we'll set up a time to get together. But I can't get around like I used to. You have to come to me. I can't run you down. Well, that's another commercial. We just thought we'd throw that in. He's talking about those commercials and got me on a commercial now. Amen. But I'm glad for the saints, saved people. We can call on the Lord. Jeremiah 33:3. This was tied in what I just said. Years ago when I came here, we took that verse and used it. That was our verse. It's Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me. I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And hallelujah, God did show us great and mighty things. He did those things. But we don't want to let up now. We don't want to back up. We may not be physically what we used to be, but we can still have the power of God. We can still see God do things. But if we all work together, we all get in the same minds. The Bible said on the day of Pentecost, they were in one place and one mind. That's a great place to be. Amen. Get together with the same ambitions, the same thoughts, the same thing. And God doing that he wants to do among us, I say hallelujah and praise his name. But call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great mighty things thou knowest not. I like this also in the word of God, 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I say hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Not only can I call on him to save me, not only can I call on him in that sense to help me when I'm having problems and difficulties, but I can call on him when I've sinned and come short of his glory. And he said if I confess, he'd forgive. Amen. Aren't you glad you can call on him and he'll forgive you and cleanse you? I'm thankful for that. And God loves that prodigal son. When he went home now, you can look at him as a picture of a saved or unsaved. But if you look at him as a picture of a saved person who left his father's house, coming back, got out of the will of God, the father didn't fuss at him and kick him around. He welcomed him back with open arms. Yeah. Amen. Now, I know, well, I can't get on that because that's a rabbit. It'll take me a while to chase, but that picture, he's talking to the Jews there, and they had left God, and they needed to come to him and let him save them and put that robe on. But anyway, we need to understand that God loves us. You ever have a child do something wrong, and then him or her come to you and say, I did this or I did that, and you may sit them down and talk to them about how wrong that was, and you try to help them, but you're not going to knock them upside the head and say, y'all not done that. You're going to say, if they ask you for forgiveness, you know what you're going to do? You're going to hug them up. Amen. If you're any kind of parent, you're going to hug them up. and say, I'm glad you came to me and told me, and I do forgive you, and I love you. God loves us more than we could ever love our own children. God loves us more than we could ever love anybody in this world. He loves us that much. And I say hallelujah and thank him for his love and his goodness. 2 Chronicles 7:14, that great verse. My people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. Boy, our land needs healing. We're in a mess, but I'm glad, praise God, we got a great God. We can call unto him and he'll hear us. Now, let me try to tie this together. The sovereign God calls and where are you? And then the sin and the Satan, he's already painting pretty pictures of sin and trying to get you to stay in that position you're in. And then the Spirit convicts, he draws and trying to get you to come to Jesus, the Savior. He's wanting you to come to get saved. He is the Savior. He's the one that died. And then the sinner can call and be saved, and the saved can get forgiveness. I say hallelujah. That's tied together now. Glad for all of them. Amen. Glad for the call that we have in the Word of God. We can make our call unto him. Have you called him up lately? Good to call on the Lord. Good to call on the Lord. Call tonight. You that are unsaved need to call on him to be saved. You that are saved, maybe you need to call to get forgiveness. Maybe you need to call on him to help you. Maybe you need to call on him to get the joy back in your life. Maybe you just need to call on him because you've let up and kind of got satisfied with the position that we're in. And nobody walking down the aisle. Nobody getting saved. Maybe we've gotten used to that. We need to call on God to help us. We don't need to get used to that. We need to call on our concern for others. Father, I pray the Holy Spirit would make it real to our hearts tonight that we can call on you. And the best I know how, Lord, I'm going to call on you tonight to help us. Father, help us in our complacency. Help us, Heavenly Father, to realize, Lord, it's more than just coming to church and getting blessed, but we need to carry the gospel. We need to have a burden for souls. We need to care about others. Lord, I pray you'd forgive us, cleanse us of all of our sin, me personally, and as Isaiah there cried, me and my people, we have sinned. And I pray, Father, you forgive us and cleanse us and help us, God, to do what we need to do. I pray, God, tonight, in these days in which we find ourselves living, that we'll let you have your way. We'll yield our bodies unto you as a living sacrifice to be used for your glory. You take us and use us as you see fit. Help us, God, to be obedient servants. Give you glory and praise and honor for all that you do. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want you to stand to your feet, please.